Lower than expected flare temperatures for TRAPPIST-1, by A.J. Marset et al. Although high energetic radiation from flares is a potential threat to exoplanet atmospheres and may lead to surface sterilization, it might also provide the extra energy for low-mass stars needed to trigger and sustain prebiotic chemistry. We investigate two flares on TRAPPIST-1, an ultra-cool dwarf star that hosts 7 exoplanets of which 3 lie within its habitable zone. The flares are detected in all 4 pass bands of the MuSCAT-2, allowing a determination of their temperatures and bolometric energies. We analyzed the light curves of the MuSCAT-1 and MuSCAT-2 instruments obtained between 2016 and 2021 in G, R, I, ZS filters. We conducted an automated flare search and visually confirmed possible flare events. We studied the temperature evolution, the global temperature, and the peak temperature of both flares. For the first time, we infer effective black body temperatures of flares that occurred on TRAPPIST-1. The black body temperatures for the 2 TRAPPIST-1 flares derived from the SED are consistent with TSED equals 7940390⁴+430K and TSED equals 6030270⁴+300K. The flare black body temperatures at the peak are also calculated from the peak SED, yielding TSEDP equals 136201220⁵1520K and TSEDP equals 8290550⁶+660K. We show that for the ultra-cool M-dwarf TRAPPIST-1, the flare black body temperatures associated with the total continuum emission are lower and not consistent with the usually adopted assumption of 9000-10000K. This could imply different and faster cooling mechanisms. Further multicolor observations are needed to investigate whether or not our observations are a general characteristic of ultra-cool M-dwarfs. This would have significant implications for the habitability of exoplanets around these stars because the UV surface flux is likely to be overestimated by the models with higher flare temperatures. This was lower than expected flare temperatures for TRAPPIST-1, by A.J. Marset et al.